Fucking hell. They got me on a rescue lot with you. I said we weren't gonna work together. What don't you understand about that? You're too emotional. I get that you want to make a difference. Everyone does. The difference is, I don't put up with actions that put my men at risk. And you, you've got a way that says, you know better. And if you think that that's the case, leave right now and get reassigned to a different squad. You know how I run things, and I'm not about to be butting heads with you about what tails we cut off the lizard. Do I make myself clear? Well, do I? Like old times, isn't it? Before everything got all messed up. You don't want to face the music that things are different now. Is that it? Why am I not surprised? After all of this, after everything we've been through, you don't learn, do you? You still keep hanging on, clinging to that heart of gold, but how many? How many you keep track? How many lives you've taken? Don't go parading like you're the innocent one. You're no more innocent than me. And what we had going on there was unprofessional, and I'm not going back just because you say you missed me. I know what this is about. I'm not even one to talk this much, but look at how you affect me. Yet you still want to go on blabbering about how things could be, like those starry-eyed days when we first enlisted. You don't get it. We ended up here because hell is where we were always meant to be. And this place is a hell of our own making, and I'm thankful for that. Because at least I know which way is up and down. And I know I'm no better than the demons that dwell, that we end. You, I, and the whole lot of us. We're in this because we need to be. Because everything we've done so far has been just a baby step. We barely fucking know what any of this would lead to. And I'm still mad at what happened. What happened to people I care about and ones I don't give a shit. Makes no difference, does it? Sure, one hurts a lot more than the other. But does that make it any better? Do you feel any better when you're taking their lives? They don't give a shit what happens to any of us. We're disposable. That's why they send us. And I know not everyone's like that before you try and argue. And I know you're not like that. Idiot, what did I tell you? I don't hate you or something like that. That's stupid too. I just despise the fact that your emotions make you take such risks. You almost died out there. You almost ended up coming home in a body bag. That's why I broke up with you. Thought you would take the hint. Thought you'd realize the dangerous men, they have dangerous consequences. But no, you're back here, barking up the wrong tree on a rescue drop in the middle of fucking nowhere. You think it's cute? No, you did this to get on my nerves. I can already tell. Get suited up. I don't have time to tell you what's best for us. What's best for this unit is for you to shut that pretty little mouth and not look back. I know you're a good soldier, but that doesn't make you good a second in command. Besides, you can't fill those boots even if you tried. You don't got the guts for it. That, of all things, got under your skin. No. You're gonna give me that sassy bit. Then maybe you'd mind telling me what happened to Soap back there. What happened to him? When you made that choice, there was a consequence. And now, guess who's not on our squad anymore? Guess who got that discharge? That fast track home? In a wheelchair? You know as well as I do. Well, I can blame you all day long. Wasn't just you. It was me. We both made that choice, but that doesn't take away from it. Your emotions, they get in the way. And I've just learned to turn mine off. What don't you get about that? What happened between us? That's ancient history. And what we are now is not the same as 3 years ago. That mission may have gone a certain way. We loved, we lost, and now we're standing here. And you need to understand, I'm not the same. Neither are you. I'm not gonna pretend I know what you went through in these 3 years. And I'd be a liar if I said I didn't miss you outside of your work on the front line. But that doesn't change this. You can't just erase the past. And I'll say it again. If you expect me to be anything like the man you fell in love with, then I'm afraid you're out of your mind, Buttercup. You always hated when I called you that. Like I didn't take you serious, like my words cut deeper than the bullet that caught you in the shoulder. It was always like that, wasn't it? When we were in that trench and you just barely saved my life, do you think I just took it for granted? Do you think that I didn't understand I owed you one? Now don't take that as pity. No. We were madly in love, you and I. There's no denying it. There's just one thing I couldn't forgive you for. And that one thing makes me a toxic, bitter man. A man not suited to someone with a golden heart that somehow managed to stay the same all this time. You think it doesn't hurt me? Then think a fucking gun. Because I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. That page of our lives, it messes me up inside. Beyond anything. Not because you were bad to me. How? I shouldn't even ramble this much about it. But it's different. We lost a lot of good men. And I'm not blaming you. Your intentions were perfect. You said no one left behind. And you didn't know. Not even I knew. So I went along with it. We made that choice. And maybe I blamed you in my mind as a defense mechanism. Maybe I blamed you for the death of half of our squad. It's a lot to unpack. I know you know that. And you know I've never been good with this. I've always been a little toxic. I mean, think about it. I'm not a good man. So do yourself a favor. Don't get it in your head that I am. That way, we'll both be able to save some heartache. Now, get suited up. I see. You're gonna take it like that. Like I'm running away. I don't know what to say to that stupid sentiment. I think I've been more than patient. Honestly, I've been a saint, patron saint of fucking patience with you. We have a job to do. Now either you're gonna do it, and you listen to my orders, or I'm going to get you transferred yesterday. Now what's it going to be? Things aren't like they used to be, sweetheart. You've got to use your head a bit and put that damn heart away for once in your fucking life. Look, maybe you're right about one thing. Maybe all this will get better. Maybe the squad doesn't have to be everything. Maybe my mistakes will just stop haunting me someday, but that's wishful thoughts as far as I'm concerned. As far as right now, this moment we're living in, I can't put it behind me, sweetheart. And you need to get it quite squared away in that noggin of yours. That I'm not gonna stop. I'm not the same. The Simon you knew is different. For God's sake, give it a rest. You're not going to. Why'd I think that would work? Maybe I'm the stupid one. Looking at you and thinking you'd change even a little bit. You went through a war and you came back smelling like roses. A few scars at worst, but you were fine. And I came back. Maybe it's just because I'm weak. Never thought I would say that while talking about my fucking self. But you make me face that. And I hate it. Makes me want to strangle you right now. Makes me want to finish. Now, makes me want to stop you from making the same mistake twice. And I can say, I've got some bad tendencies, some pent-up anger. I'm not a perfect man. But I'd like to think that I'm at least decent enough not to act on those violent thoughts like an animal. Not to put you in that situation. Look, I'll apologize. Went too far with what I said. But damn it. You push all my buttons every time. Because you know where to push. You know how to push me in a way I don't even know how to begin to deal with. Never could, and I didn't change enough to figure out how. I just put you in the back of my mind. You never quite left, but I tried. I tried to get over you, but clearly I was the only one. Don't fucking put words in my mouth. That's not what I said. You absolute imbecile. I said I fucking tried. You know damn well I couldn't succeed that easily. It's me we're talking about. Fuck. Oh, this is your fault. Making me feel all this right before I have to put my heart on my sleeve. Pretend that it's nothing. Are you stupid or something? Thinking that after everything, you can just waltz back in my life. After being a commanding officer, and just go back into my squad. Transfer and give away what you earned. You did earn it. I hate to say it, I didn't. And for as much as I'll accuse you of being senselessly emotional, driven by your heart, maybe I'm twice as bad. Because I wanted them dead for what they did to us. I wanted to go too far. And you were the only one that ever held me back. Those demons that I hide away. Yeah. Well, I guess you're the fucking angel on my shoulder, ain't you? That's how it feels. Don't you even try and say you got the devils like I do. Sure, maybe you do. Then why don't they drag you down? Where's the nightmares? You look like you got good rest last night. How is it you can sleep soundly after seeing all that? All that suffering. Yeah. Maybe I'm weak. But I still don't get it. The fuck did I do wrong? Sometimes I go back to those moments and I relive them and I think to myself how many ways I fucked up, and I get lost. I get lodged like a bully. Painful like the ones right in the kidney. And I sit there and I feel that phantom pain of all the things I couldn't be to them. Maybe even of all the things I didn't end up with you. The ways that I let you down. The things I couldn't say. I was a coward. I was, and probably still am. But I'll admit it, I've been chasing after ghosts all this time, using excuses to command. Chasing after them. Those bastards that toyed with us. They killed my men. And I'll never forgive them. Until they're in their early grave. Karma's a... No. I can't even say that, can I? Do you think I'm like the boogeyman to them? Or was it that they were the boogeyman to me all this time? Fuck if I know. At this point, I can only smile at it. How stupid it was. Hiding behind my mask. Making myself look like the dead one I already was inside. And that just makes me sound like an edgy teenager. If you took away the circumstances, if I handled it just a little bit better. No. We're gonna be late for rendezvous. And that's what you have concern about. You're so full of shit. You just wanted this mess of a toxic relationship back. You just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you? I hate that side to you, Buttercup, but you've got a lot of things that I've never gotten answers for. Why me? When you knew soap was into you, you still came barking up the wrong tree. I always felt bad about that, you know. I always felt like I betrayed him since you and I, we went steady like that. Yet here we are, with everyone. looking down. Yeah, no one but me and you in this fucking tent. If you want me to bite on that hook, I guess I'll be your sacrifice again. If we're gonna fall down this pit, it might as well be writhing in each other's arms instead of putting up such a stupid resistance to it. I can't even be mad, because I'm just as bad as you. Damn it. If I didn't miss these lips so damn much, would I be this captivated? Would I be this lost? I don't know. I don't care. But just don't act like I won't drag you down to hell with me. And I'll do it smelling like roses. Roses and blood. Why do you do this? You know I'm bad for you, but you still stubbornly stick your nose into everything, everywhere it doesn't belong. I know you asked for this transfer, and Leonard gave it to you. He gave it to you because he owes you a favor. And I know I'm bad for you too, but somehow, love, I can't find it in my heart to care about that when I feel you this close, when I feel your heart like this. Everything just feels a little less shit. I'll show you I'm a bad man. And why don't you show me why your taste in men is terrible? Or the best? Don't give me excuses. I don't care about that. I want you to lay it all on the table. I want all your cards dealt and your hand laid bare. And I know you wouldn't be this close when we have to ship out in 15 fucking minutes if you didn't have impure intentions. So why'd you stick around? Why'd you wait this long? Why'd you go this far knowing when I bite, I don't let go? When I got someone, I never take second place. You must know by now, I'm not a good man. Yes, and you're not good either. Don't care. You're a good something, I'll tell you. If that's how you feel, then let's dive down that rabbit hole, shall we? You make me lose my mind, and you expect me to perform as normal. You've lost yours, then. What's the matter, Buttercup? You can dish it out, but you can't take it. Is that why my tongue has you up the wall? Or is it the roughness of it all? The tight grip around your waist? The feeling of my own need right against yours? And your neck wide open to attack? is sloppy. You're way too sloppy. Then show me. Talk is cheap. You always used to tell me. So shut up and do something then. Better yet, I'll be the one to do something fast. Hands against the wall, you're under arrest. Afraid I'm gonna have to court martial that body of yours. Sounded better in my head, if I'm honest. Oh, fuck off. That's not what I meant. But if you insist, then don't be surprised when you get your wish there. Spoiled brat. Talking all that with your back against the wall now. Good. Keep that energy. Keep that feistiness. I want to see how long it lasts, huh? If I've got teeth, then I should use them, right? And if she's got eyes, you should use them and look right at it. Don't you dare look away. You don't get to now. You're locked in. You're stuck with me. And that leg riding up your thigh. Just full of surprises. That tension got you. Yeah. Me too. And I don't fucking regret it like some people. No. You and this one. What's the matter, Buttercup? Can't handle when you piss off the man in your dreams. Most toxic. Most horrible for you. For the one that never knows how to get you out of his mind. And who you always come crawling back to. I know how it feels, because we're in the same boat as we are. And I understand that, love. We're never really gonna escape, are we? Just convince ourselves that we can. But we're lying, aren't we? We're liars to the bitter end, making excuses for why we end up always in each other's arms like this. A mess, a sloppy mess, one that I want all to myself, and you get all to yours. But you look feisty about it, not happy. Is that it? Keep that energy then, baby. Cause I'm just getting started with you. I can't give you that sweet release you're looking for. Not with that. Not until you earned it. So why don't you make me want to? That's what you got, princess. Don't make me fucking laugh. I told you, you earned it. You earned this dick kingdom. You earned this impalement on my rock hard fucking cock. You got a problem with that, darling? I don't care. Cause your problems are my problems. And right now, your honesty is seeping out, dripping down your thigh. And I can feel it. I can feel it all right. Yeah. This war-torn body is good for something. Good for fucking you like you mean it. But you don't deserve to get off just yet. Nah, Buttercup, you're gonna have to work for it. And if you try me, sweetheart, if you try me, love, you'll find that you're always one step behind. You know why? You're not as fucked in that as me. Not yet. That's why when you spread your fucking ass for me and you show me a thing or two, just spreading yourself there. Yeah. And you take me so good like a good girl should. Then and only then do you get to fixate on it. Do you get to enjoy what it means to be loved on by a maddened man like me. And I know you want it. I know you need it. I know this has been your fantasy for a long fucking time. And luckily you're not alone, babe. You're not alone at all. Because I've looked forward to this since the day you walked away. And I saw that pretty ass walk away for 3 fucking years. And I saw someone I didn't know how to say goodbye to. When I didn't know how to say hello to, I just wanted to fuck it out of you. Fuck all these feelings away. Fuck them. Fuck them and fuck you. Because I want you, baby. And I can't help it. I'm a toxic man. Deep down, I don't know when to quit. Not until I've stuffed you so full of my fucking gum that you can't think straight. That you can't think of anything but me. That's the only way this ends. On my terms. On my terms. Yeah. You'll take it real good. On my fucking terms. That's right. That little tongue-lapping alia that had you honest. But this, getting dicked down with this dick you worshipped for 4 years of what? 4 years on, 3 years off. Better not be another 3, I swear to fucking God. If you ever leave me again, I think I'd lose my mind. And at that point, I really wouldn't be the Simon you fell in love with. What am I? I'm not the one who disappeared like a ghost, honey. It's funny, ain't it? Yeah, what's more funny is how you're moaning, screaming my fucking name, as you should. Keep it up then. Keep it up then, darling. Keep it up just for me. Let the whole fucking unit here. Let the whole fucking unit here. Scream my fucking name, you know? You like those hands as a necklace, baby. Yeah, just plowing you for this fucking all. I know you feel me. Oh yeah, you take it so good. How badly did you miss my cock, baby? How badly did you miss my fucking cock? Tell everyone, tell every fucking soul, yeah. Yeah, and when I'm balls deep inside you, you and me then fucking get. That's right. You've always been just that messed up night for me. That's why I told you I'm the worst, baby. Because I am. I don't know when to quit with this toxic bullshit. I only know that I can't stop now. That you're stuck with me. That there's no fucking getting out of this toxic mess without giving up everything. Oh, hell no. This ain't over. Not at all. Fuck the very notion. This being over just because I came. I happen to know you have it. And that honesty is the only thing running dry. Because right now, with all this fucking scent of sex in the air, I won't stop until you saw it. I got a baby. You slide right down that cock. Yes, you do. That's it, darling. When we hear you. Yeah. Even with being choked, you sound like you fucking love it. Yeah. Oh, Let's get that body fucking moving. You're sweating up a storm, baby. You missed me, didn't you? Yeah. That's why you're like holding it deep inside, don't you? You like making me happy. This toxic fucking man who doesn't know when to quit, who can't quit you. You're my addiction, and I don't fucking care. You're my addiction now, baby. So you'll take it as you should. You miss this roughness. Don't fucking lie. I know you did. I know you fucking did. Yeah. Take it all. Take it all, baby. You look at me when you fucking come. Yeah, you look at me when I make you fucking come. You like that, baby. You love it. Don't fucking lie. Yeah. I give you fucking permission to come. That's right. It's a fucking order. Fuck the chain of command. You come when I say so. Fuck. Not a moment too late. Fuck. If you can still walk, we might make it in time still. That was the only thing keeping me from 10 more fucking rounds. Teaching that body a lesson. A refresher. A cram lesson, if you will. So that you don't forget it this time. You see, I haven't gotten rusty. Beat my fucking knee to you so many goddamn times. I can't tell you how many pictures I still have saved. Yeah, maybe it makes me an asshole for lying about deleting them, but you came back, so who's really the asshole? I stayed true all this time. Can you say the same? Touché, I got it. Maybe you tried someone. Don't want to say it, but they were nothing compared to me, and that's why you came crawling back. No fucking shot. If that's it, then baby, I think I got right to discipline just a little bit, but not now. Gotta survive first, don't you think? That's it. That's where you belong. Right fucking here. And anyway, I fucking say so. How about that? How's that for compliance? Keep that attitude. And I might just have to be a little harsher on you. Or is that just vying for attention? You're one hell of a crazy little shit. Now you know what? I've learned a few things since last time. So I hope you don't think I've gotten rusty. So fuck you so hard. And you cry next time. How about that? Keep that snarky attitude, and I'll show you one of my own. And then it's not a threat, baby. It's a promise.